setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. You were created to fill a unique role. In your work, through your work, you have a contribution that the world needs. So it is with that you should begin to have a perspective that, hey, wait a second, I really matter a whole bunch. And you also need to have the perspective that it's your duty to show up and be the real you, to contribute through your work. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We're giving out all kinds of clarity on this show. This whole show is just about you being clear. Clear on what you do best, what you love to do most, and the results that matter most. In other words, talent, passion, and mission. When you're clear on those three indicators, you can discover that sweet spot and see all of the different roles in the marketplace that will allow you to be in that sweet spot. And that is how you work with meaning. Work like no one else. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to James, who joins us in Peoria, Illinois. James, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. So second time caller.
Okay.
I'm very clear on what it is I want to do. Question is, how do you determine where you want to do it based off location, not company?
Okay. Tell me what you're clear that you're supposed to be doing.
Fitness, personal training, strength and conditioning.
Okay. And so your question is, where do I do that as it relates to Peoria, Illinois, or beyond?
Beyond. I guess I enjoy where I'm from, but I don't love the weather in Illinois at times too.
Yeah. Well, I think this is pretty simple, unless I'm missing something. This is, if you're wanting to move and get out of Peoria, then this is a blank canvas for you, because you can be in that industry, in that role, in a lot of different places all around the country.
So I guess the issue is, what if you're tied to your hometown in the sense of not necessarily you have to stay there, but you feel, that you could help out the community in a big way. So you're feeling drawn towards it, but you also feel drawn to moving away, sort of.
Which one is the bigger draw?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Take a stab at it. I think you do.
Take a stab. Right now, staying.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I don't want to ever influence somebody on this stuff. I want you to really listen to your heart. And I felt like that was the heart answer, that your head is kind of wanting to move somewhere else. But your heart's going, nah, this community, it's where you're from, man. And there's, you see a lot of health problems or something. There's something that's making you feel like, I really want to invest in my hometown. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's your answer. You know, there's a reason why we have call them vacations. So you can go visit all these other places. But if your heart's telling you to invest in as many people as you possibly can over your lifetime in Peoria and really help health habits and results get better, then I think it's what you have to listen to. Now, the minute that changes, James, and your heart kind of shifts a little bit, then I'd follow that. But I think it's really obvious to me what you should be doing. And I think right now your heart's saying stay here. So maybe you get started there and you really dive in and let's just see what happens. You know, but I think you got to trust your heart on this one. Thanks for the call, man. I'm proud of you. Love the second time call. I should mention that, hey, we do tune-ups here. You know, this is not Madison doesn't like shut you down if you've been a phone caller before, because if you're making progress and you need more clarity, that's why I'm here. So, James, thanks for the second call. Really proud of you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. You can also reach out, by the way, via email, ask@kencoleman.com. We get to emails a couple times a week, or at least we try to. And you can also shoot your question via our Facebook page. Just search The Ken Coleman Show on Facebook, at Ken Coleman on Instagram, and on Twitter, at Ken Coleman as well. In fact, let's go to our social media here. I want to hit some more of these because people are firing more and more questions on social media these days because they're at home. Let's see, who is this? Expat on a budget on Instagram. How long should you stay in any one position with an employer? I think that's a fascinating question because there's no answer to that. There's no universal, well, you need to stay at one position for 5 years before you look to something else. If you're getting at what's the least amount of time I should stay before it's some type of a negative stigma, if somebody looks at my resume and sees a shorter time on the job, but again, there's no real uniform answer there either. But if you've got a resume that's full of two-week jobs, that's bad news. So what I'm saying here is you got to use some common sense. But for me, it's not about how much time I spend somewhere. It's always asking the question, is this where I'm supposed to be? Am I in the right place doing the right thing? And so you're constantly asking the question, is this where I'm supposed to be? That's good, the best way, the best step, if you will, the best ladder to get to my dream job. If it's not, then we're looking to get to that place. Is this place, this particular job that I'm in, allowing me to manifest, to live out my unique role? These are the questions you're always asking. So it's not about how long that you're in a place. It's, is it still the right place? And you should be making progress. So you're always measuring everything by progress. Lindsay writes in on Facebook, working my way through the Proximity Principle book. How do you find a mentor? For those of you that have one, what was the process like? And what does the relationship look like now? Oh, so this is great. So we pulled this because she put this out on our Facebook, the official Ken Coleman community on Facebook. And so I'm glad we pulled this because I want to mention this because a lot of people are intimidated by trying to find a mentor because it feels like such a selfish ask, or it's intimidating because you really look up to this man or woman. And so it creates all this yucky psychological stuff. And it's pretty simple. You don't have to offer them all of this value because some of you are really going, I have nothing to offer them, Ken. So how do I get them to agree to meet with me? Here's how. You lay out for them what you are looking to accomplish, what growth you're looking for, and in what area. You lay out for them how much you admire them and look up to them and why. And then you say to them, I don't want to be a burden at all. I'll take whatever amount of time you can give me on whatever rhythm and schedule that you can do it. But I'll be prepared. I'll make the most of it. And I'll make sure that you get a great return on the investment in me. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, we are all created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed and it means that you must do it. I know that trying to land that dream job is not easy because I've been there. It's intimidating, it's scary, there's a lot of doubt, but I can tell you it was worth it because there's nothing like the joy that comes from doing work that you know you were put on this earth to do. So if you're ready to get there too, I want you to go to kencoleman.com. There you're going to find 3 free resources, all designed to give you confidence and make your job search very effective. The Get Hired Guides include the Resume Guide, the Interview Guide, and the Interview Follow-Up Guide. The Resume Guide is going to help you fix your resume, flip it. It's going to look like nobody else's resume, and that's going to help you get noticed and land the interview. The Interview Guide walks you through the 5 strategies that will help you stand out in the process. And finally, the Interview Follow-Up Guide gives you a timeline and exactly what to do to follow up to continue to stand out post-interview. You can get all 3 guides free at kencoleman.com. Go to kencoleman.com and get hired. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, so you can get the dream job to give yourself away and work with meaning. Those are the seven stages to living the dream. 844-747-2577. You know, just on a lighter note, before we jump back into your phone calls, this is supposed to be the greatest week of my life as a sports fan. And Madison, I just don't feel like we can just gloss over this. Are you on? Can we have her on? Do we have her on? Turn her mic up, please. We have to discuss this. So this week is supposed to be the Final Four, right? So the March Madness comes to conclusion, and we watch the Final Four, and then on Monday night we watch the national championship game, and then we all brace for a couple days and we get ready for the Masters. Has it occurred to you that we should probably check on Jim Nantz? Is he okay?
He's off somewhere doing a soft talk, soft talking, making his morning smoothie.
You want to talk about somebody. Now, listen, you know, try to just be positive here and have a little bit of fun in this time of tenseness. There's a guy that literally we should be worried about.
Yeah. Well, he's doing okay for himself.
He's doing fine. But I mean, you think about this. I mean, this guy, and let me just say, I mean, this is sad. However, we were discussing during the break, Madison, that being positive and optimistic, all the sports things that are going to be rescheduled, so now you're looking at an unbelievable fall with the Masters being right in the middle of college football.
Which will be weird, but Augusta in the fall looks amazing.
It does.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to be weird, watching the World Series on Christmas.
Yeah, the World Series.
That's going to be bizarre.
Yeah, you're going to have baseball, NFL, college football, your U.S. Open, the Masters, it's all kind of coming in there. It's like, the fall's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an embarrassment of riches, which is great.
It is great. So, you know, the reason I brought this up, folks, if you're a sports fan like Madison and I, Joe, are you a sports fan? You're looking at like, really? Are you really? You're an Alabama fan. That doesn't make you a sports fan. That's a cult.
That is a cult.
Like, Alabama football is a cult. And to my knowledge, you are only an Alabama football fan. All right, we'll discuss it later, Joe. Apparently, Joe's feelings are hurt that we didn't include him as being a sports fan. But for sports fans like Joe, Madison, and I, there's something to look forward to as we return to some sense of normalcy, and I thought I'd just leave that right there.
Hey, in the meantime, WrestleMania.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
That's been airing without fans, if you're into that sort of thing.
Now, by the way, I didn't watch that, but I heard it was a big success. So they put it online, but no one was in the arena.
Yeah. Well, you know what I watched last night? Replay of UGA and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Which, I knew the outcome, but it still was thrilling.
Which, by the way, you know what? Let's do one other positive thing before we get back to the phone. For you golf fans, would it be too much for the Golf Channel to replay last year's Masters this week so some of us can think we're watching it?
What else are they playing?
Starting on Thursday.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
So there it is. There it is. Just want to throw something out there, folks. Better days are ahead, and this fall could be amazing. And Madison and I were talking about during the break, I'm talking to a couple buddies. She and her dad and brother, they're all like on a group text right now. We realized that Tennessee plays Georgia at Georgia in Athens, only about, let's call it probably close to 3 hours away from Augusta. So you could see Tennessee, Georgia, and catch the Masters on the front end or the back end.
There you
end.
Go. Stop by the ambulance, get yourself a hot dog, and then we'll catch you at the Masters the next day.
That's right. Yes. Mike Browder, Madison's dad, has repurposed an old ambulance and has turned it into the ultimate tailgating machine. By the way, is he getting called for that? I mean, we might be needing that.
It's no longer equipped for
that. It's no longer equipped for that. I've been there. It's quite the tailgate machine. All right. Back to the phones we go. 844-747-2577. No one will accuse me of spreading hysteria and fear. We just spent several minutes talking about how great the sports calendar is going to be in the fall, and you know you're better for it. All right. To San Jose, California we go. Jennifer joins us there. Jennifer, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Jennifer.
I really love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. What's going on today?
You're welcome. Okay, well, I have a great job, up until the end of March.
No.
I was quite happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm temporarily furloughed.
Okay.
I will be rehired when
good.
We reopen.
Okay.
The situation is that my husband and I are on baby step two.
Okay.
And we don't have a way to, even with unemployment insurance and things like that, we don't have a way to navigate the finances for a month or two or maybe three.
Okay.
While this blows over,
okay.
so to speak,
right.
or gets handled, whichever way you want to word it.
Got it.
So I'm looking at, I'm a very effective administrator. I've worked remotely before.
Mm-hmm.
I am thinking that I need remote work,
yep.
Virtual assisting, executive assisting, mm-hmm. some kind of, help I can be to other executives over the next few months. If it becomes an amazing career, then I would just stick with it.
Yeah. How much money do you need to make? What do you need to make right now?
So I need to replace 35 an hour.
Okay.
32 hours a week,
okay.
like minimum.
Okay.
That's like an equal, no jump up, nothing.
Okay.
So
just your salary, not
online.
Your husband's, right?
No, my husband's business is still going. It's slower, but it's going.
Okay, got it.
But
if you're not, if you're not pulling in that amount of money that you've been making, you're not going to be able to pay your mortgage or something else, correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
Right. Okay. You are correct.
All right.
And that's not going to happen. So.
Yeah, right.
So it's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I like where your head's at. What I was looking at while you were talking is all of the type of industries that are hiring. But the issue mm-hmm. is going to be the 35 an hour mm-hmm. right now, because a lot of the hourly temporary stuff is not going to pay that much per hour. So you're still going to mm-hmm. be at a deficit. However, the question becomes, even if it's somewhat of a deficit, and because you were furloughed because of the coronavirus, have you talked to your mortgage company about pausing those payments and putting them on the back end? So you're not getting out of it. You're just putting them on the back end of your mortgage.
Yeah. So it's not a mortgage, but yes, we are enrolled in the programs that our creditors currently offer.
Oh, okay. So you're not in a mortgage right
now. No.
Okay.
No, it's not our mortgage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we rent.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And do you have some relief there or no?
Not with rent, no.
Yeah, yeah.
But with other, the other debt that we have has been somewhat
good.
Mediated for the next, depending on
good.
Things. But,
and
60, 90 days.
Good, because I was going to tell you, because Dave, I was on Dave's show Friday, all 3 hours of Dave Ramsey's show. And mm-hmm. you pause the baby steps right now. Okay, so the only thing you're trying, the only thing you're doing right now is rent, and hopefully you can get some relief there. Probably not, but I get it. That's just the reality because your landlord's got responsibilities. So you've got your rent, you've got your food, you've got transportation, utilities. Mm-hmm. That's what you're worried about right now. That's it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I like the idea of you trying to, my friends, I've got some friends that run a very successful company. It's Belay, B-E-L-A-Y. And they're the 800-pound gorilla. They're the best as it relates to remote workers, specifically, executive assistants that work remote. They're the best. I'd look them up, see if they're hiring. I think they are right now. I like where your head's
Beautiful.
At.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to help you and your husband think through this. If you can't replace that 35 an hour, you're still going to have to crunch that budget somehow, some way, and you're going to have to get through. So you might have to do two or three jobs. You understand what I'm saying? More likely two.
Absolutely.
And that's a short term.
I'm like the side hustle queen.
Listen.
I consult and I, yeah.
You're the best. Listen, you got this. Here's the point. Do whatever it takes right now to get through this because you're going to get back soon. This is the Ken Coleman Show. back, America. I put out a special message of hope broadcast at the Ken Coleman Show YouTube page and our website, Ken Coleman Show, excuse me, KenColeman.com/show. KenColeman.com/show or the YouTube channel. Just search the Ken Coleman Show. Posted it on Friday. And this is a very tactical message, how to think differently so that you can act differently and feel differently in this time of uncertainty. But can I also just say, before we get back to the phones, there is good news coming out today. And all of the people who've been saying, millions are going to die, are very quiet right now. Because millions aren't going to die. And we have collectively freaked out as a society, and good news is coming. The stock market up 1,000 points today. Governor Cuomo just went live, second day in a row. Dramatic decrease in hospitalizations in New York. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to get people back to work, and we're going to go back to eat. So let's have some positive mindset today, some optimism that says, hey, we are going to get out of this deal. And I'm going to get back on the path to living on purpose, to working on purpose. Oh, I'm excited, Joe. I'm excited. I think last segment talking about college football and the Masters and everything got me in a really good headspace. Really good headspace. So, this is exciting. And by the way, it's gorgeous here in Middle Tennessee. Spring is in full display, and that's a good thing. Let's go to Laura, who joins us in Ogdensburg, New York. I hope I said that right. Laura, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, you said it right. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to. What's going on today, Laura?
Well, I've been in a pretty active job search now since late last year, beginning of this year.
Okay.
I've 19 years at one place as a senior level marketing and communications person, and started looking because I, as you said, I'm in upstate New York, but I am trying to get back home to Kentucky.
Okay.
Been here for 25 years, but wanted to get closer to family.
Yeah.
So I'm looking in the Louisville and Nashville areas. So I've been, I've read your book and have been working with an executive coach that kind of has mirrored what you said, which was great.
Okay, good.
I wasn't going down the wrong path. But, I have some really strong connections in both Louisville and Nashville. But given what's going on, do I put that on hold? Do I?
No.
I don't want to be a pest and say, hey, can you still help me?
Well, here's the difference.
In the meantime, I said, not to interrupt, but my position at the hospital was terminated. So on March 9th, that need to find a new job has accelerated.
Oh, I got you. So is it a furlough situation or just laid off?
They completely eliminated my position, not because of the virus, but because of the financial situation at the hospital.
Right. Because, and let me make sure I understand this right, Laura, because this is the story that's not being reported very much. It's that because we have shut down as a nation, we've shut down non-essential. So basically, if it's not coronavirus and it's not a crazy emergency, they're shutting down all these services, and that's affecting the income of the hospital, correct?
Right.
Wow.
And this was actually, they actually had it happening long before this, but it certainly is being compounded by what's going on with the pandemic.
Okay.
And then the response.
All right. So, so here's the deal. Because you've got some urgency right now, this is not the best time in the world to get hired, but you still can. In fact, I know for a fact, I've got a friend of mine, a good friend who runs a recruiting company, and there are a lot of companies that are still hiring. So it can be done. But the answer to your question is yes, you connect with them now. You don't pester them. There's a difference between connecting and pestering. And you've got some good relationships. Just let me give you an example. I can't speak for Louisville because I don't know their numbers, but I would suggest it was still probably a pretty good job market 30 days ago. And Nashville was number two in the country. And certainly in healthcare, we're a behemoth. And I know that HCA I mean, I would say Nashville's a very good market for you to be reaching out right now. Wouldn't be surprised if they're not hiring, if you want to stay in healthcare, because that's your background, marketing and
right.
in that area. So, yes, I would reach out. And now there's an urgency to okay. do so. Because here's the deal. I don't know if it's going to be 30 days or 45 days or 60 days on when we'd return to most people getting back to work, which means the public is just there's no longer this, you know, there's some of the pie-in-the-sky people who are just saying, oh, we're going to be locked down until November. And I just think that's garbage. I think it's absolute garbage. I don't think that's going to happen. So I would be operating as though the next 30 to 60 days, we get back to a decent sense of normalcy. So I would be moving.
With working those connections and not like try to have a headhunter, like build a relationship with a headhunter.
I do both. So I'm all for headhunters because to me they're incentivized to get you hired, right? So
right.
it's like another arrow in your quiver. But I would not rely okay. solely on the headhunter because you're a number for the headhunter versus you really work in your own relationships. So I'd work your own connections and aggressively work them. And set yourself up while also having the headhunter work for you as well.
Okay, great.
Do you have a headhunter that's you've already signed up with, or somebody you're thinking about?
I don't. I mean, I've again, you know, do I get somebody there in Nashville or in Louisville, or do I look just to you know the people? Probably more likely the people that are hiring my type of. You know, I'm looking for senior level marketing and communications positions.
Yeah, I would do both. You know, I would definitely okay. work your relationships in Nashville and Louisville. Because those are two markets that you've identified as keeping you close to family. And those are
right,
those
yeah.
are good state economies. And I know Nashville's super, super strong right now. So,
yeah.
You know, because of the healthcare and everything else. So I would be doing both. In fact, all three okay. things we mentioned. Headhunter and your personal connections. And then let's just see what's out there right now.
Okay.
And then just do everything you can to stay afloat right now. You know, and get your head up because better days are ahead. I really appreciate the call. Keep your chin up on this thing. That stinks, but your best days are ahead of you. You've been kicked out of the nest and you want to get closer to home anyway. So I like that. I like that a lot. Joe, let's do something. I think it's time for some mail. How about opening up the electronic mailbag?
Ken's electronic mail.
You've got mail.
Hey, Ken, this is from Kirk. He says, I listen to your show all the time. Just ended my employment with my current employer due to the toxic work environment. When I gave my 2 weeks notice, I was fired immediately and then continually belittled in front of my coworkers as I packed up my stuff. I'm just wondering how to word this to new employers in interviews, as I know it's kind of hard to explain how toxic your boss was. Now, do not. See, here's the deal. This can only blow up in your face, Kirk, if you go into future interviews and talk about what you just shared with us. It always calls into question whether or not you're telling the full truth in the story. I'm just telling you, that's what it is. You don't want to throw anybody under the bus from your previous. You're out. It's toxic. You're not going to be able to fix the toxicity. You're out of there. What you can just say is it was not a great culture. And I'm looking for a great culture. And I've heard good things about this place. And when you hear good things about a place like this, and you hold the mirror up and you say, hey, I just want to be in a better culture, stronger culture where people are valued. And then also, I wanted to do this type of work and do it in this environment. Just go positive. They ask you why you left. Just go, you know what? I've always been a person who says, if I can't say something great, I'm not going to say anything at all. I'm grateful for the opportunity there. Increasingly, the environment and the culture was just not a place that I wanted to be in. I didn't think it was good for everybody, and you know, life's too short. Just keep it up. Keep it up. That's going to make you look honorable. They may have questions. If they ask questions, you answer. But always, always, always take the high road. This is the Ken Coleman Show. helping you get unstuck and on a purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm telling you, folks, for some of you experiencing this downtime, it's tremendously unsettling. I want you to shift your mindset to, yeah, that's true. It's unsettling. But I'm going to let it physically be unsettling. It's going to just move my position. It's going to change my timeline a little bit, but I'm not going to let it affect the fact that I know that I was created to fill a purpose in my work, and I'm going to get ready in the downtime because go time is coming. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Rico, who joins us next in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Rico, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. How can I help?
So my question is, basically, should I quit my job? I was planning on doing it before the whole coronavirus thing happened. And now that it happened, I feel kind of stuck because financially speaking, I just want to be smart with how I go about it during this time.
Okay, well, let's play it out. So what happens if you quit today? What would happen? What happens to you financially? Would you have to go get another job? Are you set? Let's walk this thing out.
Yeah, so I have another part-time job, and I could potentially pick up more hours there. The only thing would be that, so my wife and I are on baby step two. We're trying to get out of debt.
Yeah.
And so we would practically just be breaking even. The job that I'm at, the full-time job, has been very toxic for me. I'm working about 65 hours a week between the full-time and part-time job.
Yeah.
And we have a little one, and we're also taking care of our niece right now as well, because we lost our child care for her, my daughter and my niece.
Right.
I'm just trying to decide on...
Well, let's keep playing that out. Playing it out. So I get that it's toxic and that's no fun. I also get that you're pulling a part-time job as well, but you're doing that because you've got gazelle intensity, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're paying off debt, and you're in baby step two, Dave Ramsey baby step two, trying to pay the debt off. How much debt do you have to pay off?
About $70,000.
Okay, so what's your payoff date? Any idea?
Probably in about 3 years.
Yeah. So if you walk away from this toxic job right now in the midst of a very uncertain economy, okay, and you go to that part-time job, you pick up some more hours, let's play this out. The positives are you're not working 65 hours a week, right? That's good. Positive is you're not in a toxic environment. That's good. Positive is you see your kid and your niece and you help out the wife a little bit more. That's positive. That's pretty good. Okay, all right. Now let's look at the negative. You hope you're going to be able to pick up hours. Don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making less money, and now you're breaking even. So that means you're not making any progress on your debt payment and your snowball, right?
Right.
To me, the negatives outweigh the positives, because this is a short-term situation. Could you put up with it for another 2, 3, 4 months and then make the move when you got something to step into? Or if you can find something right now to where you step into something full-time or another part-time job that you feel really confident is going to keep paying you the same amount of money you're making now and you don't go backwards in your momentum, I just don't like the idea of you leaving that full-time job right now. It's just not smart, I don't think. I know it's not fun, but don't get me started, Rico, on how much fun I had in the early days of trying to make it in broadcasting. I did a lot of things that weren't fun, Rico. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
My advice is...
The hard part is just...
Go ahead.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's weighing on my wife and I. I've been thinking about leaving this place for probably close to 2 years now.
Right.
And... Yeah, it's a small company. It's a bad culture.
I get it, but
something better.
Then go find another part-time job to add to the current part-time job.
Right.
I'm not telling you not to leave. I'm just saying the current scenario you gave me, it doesn't feel that great. You've got to replace mm-hmm. that income, man. Or listen, if you guys are willing to do it and you want to break even for a couple months, I'd be okay with it. It's not my favorite choice, but it's not a completely bad decision. It's just not the decision I'd make. It's your decision. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, helping you overcome being furloughed, overcome being laid off, overcome being discouraged and down because your timeline got paused. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the number. Hey, it occurs to me some of you need to be using this time where you've been pushed out of the nest to be thinking about, how do I move forward? Well, I wrote this book called The Proximity Principle, which, by the way, you can be in proximity digitally right now, even if you can't physically. Five people, five places, and then four practices. And we walk you through, step by step, how to get around the right people, who they are, how to get in the right places, where those places are, and then what to do with those practices when you're around the right people and in the right places, so that opportunity finds you. We've got the audiobook right now for only $1.99. Now, prior to this at kencoleman.com, we had all three formats, the ebook, the audiobook, and the hard copy, all available for $20, which is unbelievable. But now you can get the audio version for only $1.99 at DaveRamsey.com/hope. We've got a bunch of free resources, our 14-day free trial of Financial Peace University, which some of you need to get. You can binge watch it. This will set you up so you never have to face this kind of crisis again with financial uncertainty. So lots of good stuff at DaveRamsey.com/hope, the Proximity Principle audiobook, only $1.99. My goodness gracious sakes alive. You want to talk about a great and cheap graduation present? Holy moly. Go get that now. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where John joins us. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Cole. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Hey, it's Ken, all right. I answer to anything. You know what I mean? I'm just here for you, man. What's going on?
So, I have a few questions. So, you know how you have your, like, three questions to kind of, like, find and, like, navigate towards, like, the sweet spot of, like, where your job is?
Yeah.
And the question that I'm kind of just having trouble on is the third one. And it's the what results you want to produce, like problems you want to solve,
yeah.
solutions you would like love to create, yeah. and the types of people you want to work with.
Yeah.
And I'm just having just trouble with that and just okay. kind of how to focus on it. So
all right.
I'm working at a counseling practice while doing school online. And I'm just trying to kind of navigate what I want to do
okay.
Before kind of all choosing right. more education.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to the other two questions. That I call these the three indicators of who you are, folks. And we're talking, the first one is what you do best. Think talent. Think abilities and qualities, hard skills, soft skills. The second indicator is passion, what you love to do most. Okay? So think about what you spend a lot of time on and what fires you up when you think about it and when you're in the middle of it. And then the third is mission, results that matter most. So you're hung up on that one. So let's go to something we do know, because I think the answers are in the other two indicators, which is what you do best. So give me the quick rundown on what you do best.
Well, I'm feel like I'm encouraging. I'm very good at like encouraging and letting people feel that they're being understood.
Okay.
And can help walk through and just to make sure they're like on the same page.
Okay.
And then also like helping people understand something. If it's confusing, kind of like breaking it down into like simpler part. I think I'm pretty good at that too.
Okay, great. All right. What do you love to do?
So I love kind of like teaching and sometimes.
There you go.
But I also love working with like adults or more high schoolers and like kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
let me answer your question for you.
Like the act.
Go ahead. Say that. Yeah. And then I've got something for you. What were you saying there?
Well, so I'm studying psych because I thought I wanted to kind of go into therapy.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of like that therapy relationship can kind of like be tough. But I also am kind of like torn if I also want to go into ministry as well.
Okay.
So
well, hold
that's
on.
Where I'm kind of like, there's different.
Okay. Yeah. You're getting ahead of me. I just simply wanted, here's the answer to your question. So you said what you do best is encouraging, understanding others. Okay. I put down that you're really empathetic. You got a strong, strong muscle of empathy, don't you?
Yeah, I've been told that.
Yeah. Okay. So what you love to do is you like to encourage others. You like to be in a situation where you understand them. See, in your case, it's almost word for word. The same thing in what you do best is what you love to do most. Am I right?
Yeah.
Because the first thing you said was, I like to teach. And then you got all confused and you let your head start talking instead of your heart. All right? So you love sitting with others and listening and discerning and analyzing and then helping them see that you understand how they feel and then helping them come up with strategies to move forward. Am I right or am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds about right.
All right, then. So the results that matter most, the mission, because you're going, is it psychology or ministry? And I think that that's the right question, but you don't need to be wrestling with it. You just need to look deeper and go, wait a second, what are the results that matter most to me? Do I want to help people spiritually on this side of things, or do I want to help them psychologically? I think that's what I'm hearing. Am I right?
Yeah, it's like the kind of like the end game of like...
Well, what if you were an open Christian counselor? What if you had all of the cred of the psychology and then yet you brought a biblical worldview to it? There's this whole organization called the American Association of Christian Counselors. Thousands and thousands of women and men who bring their faith into the psychology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually did my internship there. But there's also a part of me that kind of wants to do like active, like adventure therapy and recreational therapy.
Great. So which one do you want to do more? If I made you choose between what you've been thinking, which one, and you could only choose one, which one would you choose?
Probably the adventure recreational therapy.
Absolutely.
That's kind of like always where my heart kind of goes to.
Tell me why. I want to know the why. You don't have to share something that's too private, but I want to know the why, because there's a really clear why behind that.
Well, because I think there's a teaching aspect in the world, but like outdoors and being like active is just like another element where kind of people kind of get out of their like zone, where if you're in like a counseling office, it's very like restricted.
Right. And do you like being in the outdoors yourself?
Yes, I do, very much so.
Why? Why do you love the outdoors so much?
Because it's freeing, almost.
Yeah.
You're like able to, it's just it's like, I feel like in your counseling office, you're basically forced to be in a relationship and then like.
Yeah, but do you see what's like happening right now?
Like a hierarchy.
You want to give to others what you've experienced from nature. You want to tie it all in. Your faith, your love of nature, and your love of the mind and the empowerment of, you see where I'm going here? That's where it all ties together for you.
I just got to find that.
Yeah, but my point is, at least you know what you're looking for. So you started off this phone call going, Ken, I'm stuck. I can't figure out where to go in the world of jobs and occupation. I know what I do best. I know what I love to do most, but I don't know where to put it all together. And the answer is, yeah, you do. Sure you do. You just laid it out. Now, is it going to look exactly the way you just described it to me? I don't know. But now you know what to look for. And when you know what to look for, we can find it. Yes or no?
It's easier.
Yeah. But here's the deal. You're still putting limits on yourself. What has to happen, Andrew, is that you have to get licensed. That's the first step. Yes or no?
Probably. Well, I don't know, because I don't want to get more schooling unless I know it's exactly what I want to do.
Okay, then, but you just said you know what you want to do. So what you have to do is you got to go hang out with some people who are in that space and forget, is it exactly the clean outdoor psychology stuff? Because you can take patients outside. There's nothing stopping you from that. So you need to stop overthinking, and you need to start feeling, and you need to actually use the proximity principle and get on the phone with some people or Skype or something or Zoom and talk to people who actually do this and have them tell you what they love most about what they do and see if it verifies what you're feeling. Hey, our time's almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like Christy Wright's Business Boutique.
Hey, I'm Christy Wright, and I help women all over the country take their ideas and passions and hobbies and turn them into profitable businesses. If you have an idea in your head or a dream in your heart, and you've ever wondered if you could make money doing it, I'm here to help. Join us on the Business Boutique podcast, where we are equipping women to make money doing what they love.
To hear full episodes, just search Business Boutique wherever you listen to podcasts or go to businessboutique.com.